me why I'm so happy, even when sorrows press on. They see me laughing while the storm's raging. They wonder where I get my song. But they cannot see the trouble I faced not so very long ago. Well, to comprehend this joy that's within, there's something they need to know. Well, I've been saved from the flames of a hot burning fire, lifted from the tempest as the waves grew higher, sheltered from a desert, dusty and dry. I was given a drink of water when I thought I would die. Delivered from the danger of a dark lion's den, given new life in exchange for my sin. Set free, forgiven, I've been born again. My brother, I have been rescued. Well, I used to feel trouble. My sorrows were double as the burdens of life held me down. I was defeated till I saw what I needed. Then His tender mercy I found. And though life is rough, I'm not giving up. Even when I'm tested and I'm tried, I'll not waste time doubting. I'm gonna go on shouting. I cross to the winning side. Well, I've been saved from the flames of a hot burning fire, lifted from the tempest as the waves.
I tell you right now, I don't know how to cut that off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would die. Hey, we'll hear some more of that at the end of this broadcast, but what a joy. What a joy. We got a great broadcast today. I don't even like some of the things I'm going to talk about, but I can tell you what I just heard in that song is what I believe. I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. I've been washed in a crimson flow that is absolutely capable of washing any soul out there. It doesn't matter how deep in sin you may have fallen. It doesn't matter what's going on bad in your life. If you turn to Christ, if you turn to the Redeemer, He'll turn your life around. He'll save you. He'll make a new creature out of you. And you'll never, never be the same again. I'm using a different camera today. My other camera's got to be replaced, I think. $500-$600. I'm telling you, I get amazed at it. Well, it's a joy to bring you this telecast today, broadcast, radio and television, and internet, of course, like television now. And we got a program today that's really overwhelming. Transgender and demon possession. Transgender and demon possession. You know, one of the darkest things about the present society is you can't convince them there's anything called a devil. They don't even understand that there's a Lucifer. There's a devil. There is an arch enemy of God Jehovah that is determined to destroy everything that has to do with this Bible, with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with me as a minister, with you know, the people of God. It's a warfare. We are in a warfare. Do you hear me? We are in a warfare probably unlike anything known in modern history, and certainly, or maybe even in church history. It is an unreal day. Well, I'm going to tell you, the devil is really real. Could I tell you that? Let me read you just one thing from Apostle Paul. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." Listen to that now. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. I've read those scriptures on this broadcast several times through 40 some years, and I don't think I've convinced the wicked world out there yet, the real wicked world, the political wicked world, that there's a devil and he's out to destroy you and me and everybody else, and the only hope you've got is Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of God. Now, this whole idea of transgender or transvestites. Transvestites are those who wear the clothing of the other sex. That's transvestites. Men, mainly, with women's dresses on. They're called transvestites. And you know, there's shops now opening up all over America for men to go buy women dresses and women to go buy, well, they've been doing this a long time, men's clothing. It's the day we live in. And people don't understand what they're doing to society when you follow that system and you follow that attitude, you follow that way. So I'm telling you, listen to me. This Bible is plain. You cannot even consider sodomy, transgender, or transvestites. You can't consider that without understanding this is the work of demons. This is the work of devils. This is the work of dark spirits. And the Bible says, Paul the Apostle said, spiritual wickedness, he says, in high places. Now, it's in high places. Obama is an example of spiritual wickedness in high places. Obama is an example of spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, for 2 days, I've taken on Donald Trump. And I I've told you that I would be voting for Donald Trump, but I can tell you right now, that's not a certain. That is not a certain any longer. When he came out against us here in North Carolina, because we're trying to protect women, mothers, and their little girls from being in a bathroom when some transvestite or some transgender man comes walking in there and says, well, I think I'm a woman, so I've got a right to be in here with your little girls and you. Now, I'm telling you something. When he came out for the against that bill and against what we're doing in North Carolina, he blew my mind. He sounded like Obama. I said, he sound like Obama. And if he doesn't change, and I don't know that he's changed, and I don't know that he gets past that and recounts himself and and explains it clearly, not just some little, I'll walk it back a little bit. I'm not satisfied with that. He's already tried that. Walk it back a little bit. No, come out and say, I was wrong and North Carolina is right. And that's what he's got to say to get my vote. And I think that ought to be true with about 5 million, 10 million of you out there. 5 or 10 million of you. And if we'll get the word across to him, he might just decide to change. Well, you say, vote for Cruz. Well, I don't believe in charismatic dominionism. And don't tell me he's not involved in that. I'm going to do the program on it next week to show you beyond any question that he's a dominionist. And when I show that to you and show you the facts and figures, I hope you will quit doubting and arguing as many people out there are doing because they just don't want to listen. And I understand you're desperate. Who do you vote for? If you don't vote for one of these two, there's nobody else to vote for. Well, if about 5 million of us set out, that means Hillary's going to get it. Well, that's not a pleasant idea, but neither is it a pleasant idea for Donald Trump to get it or Ted Cruz. Either one of them has proven themselves so incapable for the White House until I am amazed at it. Well, we're living in the coming of, maybe the rapture will take place before November. That would be a joy, wouldn't it not? Well, I'm here to tell you, it could be today. It is just that near the time of the coming of the Lord. Now, I'm going to turn you loose on me today. I'll start to say, turn me loose on you. And, you know, I love to preach and tell you the truth. And, you know, I'll stand and believe the truth and debate the truth and argue for the truth until I turn blue because I am utterly committed to this Bible. Infallible, holy Bible. I believe every word of it is the word of the living God. I'm not into these new versions. They're full of contradictions. I'm to the Bible, the holy Bible, King James Version, which comes right out of the Textus Receptus, and it absolutely coming from the Textus Receptus is pure. See, I'm not a Jesus only. I'm a Textus Receptus only. Now, I'm going to open up the lines so we don't spend any wasteful time. I'm going to give you a booklet now. I'm going to give you a booklet that's breathtaking on transgender and demonic possession. transgender, and demonic possession. I'll show you in this booklet what demon spirits are doing all over our world, and they are coming like a storm. And you've got to hear me, friend, when I tell you it's a dark hour. It's a late hour. And if ever we have heard from God, we need to hear from Him. And here I sit, you know, and I just know the Bible is the Word of God, and I believe it, and I'm here to be a blessing to you. I wouldn't do otherwise if God will help me. Now, it's going to be a little different from me looking at this camera instead of looking at the one on the wall, okay? It's going to be a little different, but I'll be doing my best, and the secretaries will have to come in the room a little bit and wave a hand in front of me so that I know who may be on the air, but because I can't look at the door. I'm looking at this computer and this camera. And we'll get the other one fixed hopefully this week. It's been a learning experience to do video on the internet worldwide. But I've loved every minute of it, and I bring you the truth with all that's in me. Now, you see the sanctuary behind me. I've got it all lit up. We'd love to have you in the morning. We have an Academy Sunday tomorrow, and our school children and their families, and we're hoping every last one of them will be here, and we'll really be packed out, but we'll love it, and we'll let them sing and bless us, and then I'll share the word with them and their parents and all of my congregation. Well, you know, we are blessed people. We really are. Now, I want to take you, before we go any further, and show you there is no question that sodomy, transgender activity, is of devils, is of demons. You got to understand, it's of demons. And people who get into that go deeper and deeper and deeper into the gutter. The gutter. I'm telling you, the very quagmire of filth and wickedness. And here's what the Lord said. For this cause God shall give them up unto vile affections. God shall give them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Now listen, and even as God did not like to retain them in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, those things which are not sensible, those things which do not follow the natural action of human beings, that which is a contrary to nature. Now, you got to hear me when I tell you sodomy and transvestites are living contrary to nature. They were not born that way. That is impossible. When you say they were, you are accusing God. In fact, you are blaspheming God when you say that a transvestite was born with one kind of a body and another kind of inner person. That's blaming God for their sins. And I can't think of anything more blasphemous than that. It is wicked, it is sinful, and it is dark. Now, why is our world losing their mental capacity to think? Why are they losing their mental capacity to think? I said on the Facebook and the internet this very morning, the Facebook, I should say, and I know I haven't said it on the internet, but on the Facebook, well, that is internet. But I said it this very morning that Donald Trump literally stepped over the line. He stepped over the line with something so wrong and something so out of bounds. I called his office yesterday, the campaign headquarters in New York, and got them, and a little lady answered, and she said, but that's how he believes. He believes what he said. And she argued with me. Somebody said, oh, he didn't mean that. Well, she said he did. And she sits in his office, and I guess she knew what he believed. It was one of his secretaries in his office. And I'll give you the number. I want several thousand of you, maybe a million of you, to call his office on Monday. I guess they may be closed today. Call his office on Monday. I'm going to give you the phone number. 1, now notice this, 646-1-646-736-1779. Now, that's the campaign headquarters of Donald Trump. 646-736-1779. I'll give you that again. If you didn't write it down, you just get ready to make sure you do write it down. And I want literally thousands of you to call. If enough of us will call, maybe we can get things straightened out and help him. And he'll recant the whole thing. And we can say, yeah, we can feel good to vote for him. I see a lot of good ideas he has. I see a lot of good things he's planning. It's a confused situation. I've had two miserable days praying, asking God to help me. Now, listen to me. I've got a list here of the churches in Charlotte. The churches in Charlotte that have committed themselves to the sodomy agenda. Churches in Charlotte. Now, this is my city. Now, some of these may be wrong. I went to Mulberry Presbyterian right down here half a mile yesterday to talk with the pastor because their name was on the list. Well, they had a woman pastor who was a liberal and she led them into this. She didn't lead them. She drove them into this and lost a bunch of people, but she's gone. They have a new pastor now who's a more traditional and he's against all of this. And so Mulberry Presbyterian is no longer part of what I've got on my list here. Let me read them to you. Coswell Memorial Presbyterian Church, Catawba Presbyterian, First United Methodist Church, Holy Covenant United Church of Christ, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Metropolitan Community Church, Mission Gathering Christian Church, Mulberry Presbyterian Church, they're no longer part of it, okay? And they're going to get their name removed. Myers Park Baptist Church, New Life Metropolitan Community Church, Peace Covenant Fellowship, a Pilgrim Congregational Church, UCC. I don't know what that means, but you'll have to interpret it. A Rebirth Church Revolution. Rebirth Church Revolution. Revolution Church. Revolution Church. Wow, is that elevation? No, I don't guess it is. Siegel Avenue Presbyterian Church. Let me read them all. I want you to see if your church is there, and if you give them money, then you are part of their evil deeds. South Park Christian Church. No, it don't. That don't have that marked. I'm sorry. I guess that's not. Yeah, no, it's here. South Park Christian Church. St. John Baptist Church. St. Mark's Lutheran. St. Martinus. St. Martinus Episcopalian Church, St. Peter's, and that's Catholic Church, St. Peter's Episcopal Church, and I presume that is an UFC Church. That's all the ones in Charlotte. Now, here's a Wedgwood Church. That's a Baptist, I think. That's another. That's here, too. All right, that's all the ones listed. Now, if there's others, I don't know. But I wanted you to know them and understand them. And Myers Park Baptist is having a meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock where all the people will come, take an offering and all the stuff to try to defeat this bill and cause the state of North Carolina to rescind it and take it back and let Charlotte do its own thing with transgender bathrooms. You know, that's overwhelming. But I want you to know the name of those churches. Know about Myers Park Baptist having this big meeting tomorrow to raise money and funds to try to defeat the bill that protects the mothers and the daughters. Isn't that amazing? They're taking a stand against mothers and their daughters having the right to enter a bathroom in a public or in a church, as far as that's concerned. I mean, if it fails, our churches are then legally obligated to open our bathrooms to transgender people. And of course, I'm not going to do it. You know that. I go to jail before I'll do something like that. And so we're just there. We're there, friends. We are there. Wickedness on a level. It's actually insane. I mean, these people don't even have a good brain. Their brain has been stewed. Well, the Bible says it. Says God will give them a reprobate. And even as they did not like to retain God and his Bible and his truths in their minds, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Notice that, a brainless mind, a mind that has been transformed, conscrewed, debauched, given over to wickedness, so the person does not even identify right and wrong. The person doesn't even identify right and wrong. Do you understand? God gives them over to that. That's all you can say for these churches, is God has given them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And to every one of them that's part of that will spend eternity in hell if they don't repent. That's all you can say. They will spend eternity in hell if they do not repent. Now, try to lay it out for you. You know, and it's an overwhelming picture. And you say, Brother Chambers, why are you getting involved in this? Why? How can I not get involved in this? Do you understand that there's 40 volcanoes occurring right now? 34 of them in the ring of fire? 40 right now? Do you understand that in the past days, there's been major earthquakes every direction? Do you understand that weather patterns are indescribable? Do you understand the plagues of different diseases and dark planes that are coming like a storm upon us? Do you understand how many of the people who are determined to kill anybody that doesn't become a Muslim there are in the world? There are millions of them. Somebody says 6 to 7%. Well, what is 6 to 7% of a billion? What is 6 to 7% of a billion? Do you understand? It's a billion now. 6 to 7% is 6 to 7 million. 6 to 7 million. 60, well, is it 6? Yeah, 6 to 7 million would be a billion. But there's over a billion Muslims, so it's over 6 or 7. Probably something like 10 million Muslims in the world who are radicals and who believe it's fine and okay to kill anybody that will not convert to the Muslim religion. Now, friend, these are facts that nobody can deny. I would never preach something. I would never say something on this radio and this internet that I didn't know was right. I have not done that. I've been on here over 40 years, about 42 something, 42 years plus. I've been doing this on radio and then audio internet, now video internet and radio, you know, and so I have an absolute pure record. I don't think anybody out there can call right now and lay their finger on some idiotic thing that I've got involved in and that I've said and some issue that I've dealt with that I haven't researched and did my job and researched until I knew what I was talking about. And if I would make a mistake, I'll come on this radio and tell you Brother Chambers blew it and I'm sorry. And I would do that in a minute. Do you hear me? I would do that in a minute. I am an honest man, and I'm going to answer to Jehovah God, and I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you to help me stand. Will you? Are you ready? Are you ready? All right, here's the article. You can, by the way, if you want a list of those churches, all you got to do is call the office, the ladies right now, and tell them you want a list of the churches, and we will send you that page, okay? 2 pages. We'll send them to you, and you will have them for yourself. You can go on the internet. The internet location is right on the pages. I didn't copy them. One of my parishioners copied it for me right off the internet, got all the documentation there. We're not going out on a limb, we're giving you the facts because we care. Now, I want to hear your calls. Grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from every one of you out there. I'll treat you nothing but good. The lines are now open, okay? I'm putting all of this on hold. Not on hold, but I'm putting it where I can see the internet, and I want to hear from you. Okay, one good thing about this, I'm looking at the internet and you at there's a little distance there between where my eyes has got a pinpoint, but here's the question. Grab your phone now, would you? Will you grab your phone? 1-8, I want calls. I like the questions on the internet, that's great, but I want calls. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, internet, jrc@paulcreek.org, internet, at jrc@paulcreek.org. Notice the .org. Now, let me give you the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Have you got that? Have you got those numbers? Have you got the internet? Now grab your phone or your mouse, whichever is convenient for you, whichever you'd rather use, and let me have your question. Here's the question. Can you comment on this verse? Thank you. Deuteronomy 22:5 says the, no, I'm not going to get into that. That's a question about dress. And so I'm not going to go there today and distract from the issue at hand. Okay. I want to stay on the issue at hand. Transvestites or transgender and demon possession. And demon possession. Keep your questions right there, please, because I don't want no side issues. I don't want to get off on something that people can all row about. And let's pick a time to do that at a little different time. Okay, grab your phone, grab your internet. I want to hear from you. Now, listen to me, friends. Listen to me dearly. We are about to face the end of this generation, of this very era. I believe the church age is right on the top end of its 2,000 years. And when we pass over the top edge of the 2,000 years of the church dispensation, there's got to be the rapture of the church. And then there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period. And then there's going to be the great battle of Armageddon. And we come back to fight that wonderful battle. Now grab your phone. Any question you got, I will do my best to answer it. Anything I can do to answer your questions, I will. Now, we will not. Well, we all know the crisis is coming. We really do. We all know the crisis is coming. I can't read it. Come over. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm having to change everything with this, not picking you up on satellite. Well, all I know is we are on satellite. And what is wrong, I do not know. Let me go there and check and see. Satellite, where are we at? Are we on satellite? Those guys we already got it down here. Those guys at the satellite company, well, it's going through like a storm here. We're bursting the top off of it. And so it's at least leaving here and going to the satellite, and of course that's all I can do. Our Lucy is working perfectly. I don't know what they can do. I hope they can figure out something, because I want you to hear this program. It is just that important. Now let's go back to the internet, back to the email. Give me a call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I guess radio's not hearing us, and I hope they can figure that out. I know we are going through it live, and it's very strong from here. Very strong. And I hope they can find that problem, because we certainly are being heard on the internet. I don't think there's any question about that. Give us a call. Let me hear from you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. I know people are hearing that because I've already got questions on it. And we're right here to be a blessing to you. Nothing I like answering your questions and being a blessing to you. You'll never have to worry about me wanting to do my best and bless you and be a blessing to you, okay? Give us a call. God bless you. It's a delight to talk with you. It's a delight to be a blessing to you. Grab your phone and let me hear from you. We are here to be a blessing. I'm going to come back here to take a line. You are on the air. May I help you, please? May I help you, please?
Yes. Regarding the internet, you were off for a little bit at the beginning, maybe just a minute.
Wait a minute here. I've got to get now. I can get you. Okay, let me hear you.
No, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Yeah, the internet failed for just a little bit at the beginning of the program, but it's twice, but it's been okay for the last, the last 20 minutes.
Okay, so the internet is working.
Yeah, you might have got a late call on it, but it's okay now.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm glad it's doing fine. Do you understand what I'm talking about today?
Yes, I do, Pastor Chambers. It is most people that are Christians are understanding it. I'm on the group of the Franklin Graham Revival America.
Boy, Franklin Graham is standing up like a Trojan.
Yeah. Yeah, and we are aware, and we are praying, and we are in the joy of our salvation.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, George. Thank you, George. Give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you all over the globe. Wherever you are, let me hear from you. We're here to be a blessing to you. We really are. We're here to be a blessing to you. So grab the phone and call us, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I'm getting a lot of criticism because I had been very much for Trump. I really thought that Trump was going to want to do it and make us a good president. Now, why on Thursday this week? He was so strong. He was so plain. Nobody could misunderstand him that this law in North Carolina that literally stops transgender people from using the bathroom of the other opposite sex. I mean, he was so against it. It showed all over him. And when I called his office, his lady said the same. Now, if he doesn't change that, I will not vote for him. That is just that simple. I will sit at home for the first time in my life and not vote. Because I can't vote for Ted Cruz. I know what the whole business of post-millennialism or dominionism is all about. And it's a very dark power. Absolutely. And listen, let me tell you, I've got the documentation. Have you ever heard of Rick Joyner? Rick Joyner. You see that? Rick Joyner. Well, Ted Cruz was down there. And did a tape, him and one of his friends did a tape there, for Rick Joyner. And someone sent me the tape. I have it on my computer. You know, so don't tell me he hasn't been to Morning Star. And Morning Star and Rick Joyner represents the worst possibility presentation of dominionism. I mean the worst. They hate the rapture. He comes against the rapture with a storm. He is against anything as far as a historical future for Israel. I mean, it's just bad. I don't care what anybody says. I know what dominionism is. And there is documentation by the bhikkhus on the internet. Very reputable people, reputable writers, reputable researchers who've searched all of this. So next week, we're going to spend it on Ted Cruz and dominion. Mainly, I'm just going to explain to you what dominionism is. When you see what it is, you will want to have nothing to do with it. It's just that simple. If you are a Bible believer like I am, if you just believe in the straight scripture, the word of God. See, I've been studying the charismatic movement for years, literally years. Nobody has studied it, I don't guess, as far as I know, as I have. I've done, of course, as you know, a series of videos on Benny Hinn and TBN with the people there and Paul Crouch and TBN, of course, the same. Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland. I've done all the research. I've got it on video. You can't see what I did and not understand because I never attacked the person. Never. All I did was took their quotes and played them, put them on the video. You can see the quotes. You can hear the quotes. And then I would do and give people what the Bible said. Just the two sides. That's all I did. That's all I care to ever do is show the two sides from the Bible. The Bible is the infallible word of God. Now, we're waiting on you. Want to hear your call? I presume everything's okay now. I presume people are hearing me both on radio and don't have any internet questions. I should say email. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear your question. The phone, 704. I get a little confused when things are not going right and I don't say it as plain as I normally should and try to. But the phone number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada is 1-800-338-7884. 7884. Will you get involved in this struggle? You say, Brother Reverend Chambers, I don't want nothing to do with politics. Well, but it's our future. The Bible says, render to Caesar what's Caesar's and to God what's God's. We have an obligation to be involved in voting in this democratic process, sometimes democratic process of our nation, okay? And I want to be involved. But I in the past, I voted for the worst of two evils. I don't intend to do that this year. I don't intend to vote for the worst of two evils. If someone is in any way defending the rights of a homosexual or a transgender person to go in a bathroom that is not their gender, then that person will not and cannot get my vote. I mean, no way, no form, no fashion. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Now listen to me. Get involved. Let's try to turn the tide. Either one of the two that are winning, one of them are going to win, I think. And either one of them, there are so many things that just are so concerned, so deeply concerning. We need to pray for God to change one of them. I don't care whether it's Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. I'd like for both of them to be changed and to turn back to this Bible. Ted Cruz can get rid of his belief in dominionism and tell everybody, I'm not part of that. I don't want nothing to do with that. What my daddy teaches is false. He'd have to say that because his daddy teaches it big time. I'm telling you, big time. And he would have to literally disagree with his own father. But he must be willing to do that if he wants to be the president of this United States of America. And is that cannot be more fair. Do you think it can? That cannot be more fair. So Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, one of you, please come to the bottom of this thing. Come to the foundation of this thing. Get it right. Get it straight. Make it plain to all of America. Lower your tone. Be more decent with one another. Quit yelling and screaming and saying all the ugly things. I'm so tired of them. I feel like screaming myself, you know. And let's have a decent from now on in this election. And let's find somebody to help us in our nation. Let's find somebody to help us with our nation. It is a desperate matter. Obama has taken us to hell. That's all you can say for it. He has literally taken us to hell. And it seems like now that all kinds of governors and people want to stand up for the same issues he's championed for nearly 8 years and get involved on those same issues because there's so much noise out there in support of those issues. But the people supporting those issues have lost their minds. And I'm not going to go with them. Now, I guess you know about targets. Targets has come out telling everybody that you can use their bathrooms and their changing rooms according to the gender that you have chosen, and it doesn't have to be biological, okay? And they made that yesterday. I had three $15 gift cards that had been sent to me for my birthday. I'd never had a chance to spend them. My wife and I went to Targets in Gastonia one time and shopped a little while, didn't find nothing. And so I had $45. I went to the one over at South Park and 485, not South Park, South Boulevard and 485, and asked the manager if he would please cash them in and give me the money that I could not trade with him. I couldn't buy anything from him. This is why we dealt with the whole issue. He gave me my $45. How about that? I didn't expect it. I took a pair of scissors with me to cut him up in front of him if he didn't give me my money, because I'm bothered by this kind of thing. It's insanity. It's contrary to every decent moral of this holy Bible. And we're going to stand. Aren't we going to stand? Are you going to stand with me? Are you going to stand with me? Well, grab your phone. Let me hear you. Let's see how many out there are willing to call. You say somebody will recognize my voice. Are you afraid to stand on this issue? Are you afraid to stand on this issue? I hope you are not afraid. Well, I guess I'm not going to give your name if you send me an email, okay? I'm not going to give your name, so let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. Now, I have the list of churches in Charlotte that are in on this. Myers Park Baptist, Myers Park Methodist, and you heard me name so many of them. I'll send you that list if you desire. All you got to do is grab your phone. Our people are answering the phone right now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, we believe in doing right, don't you? We believe that our nation is desperate for some moral value. We believe that America needs a compass. We need a president with a compass that knows morally, a moral compass, I speak of, that knows what is right and wrong. It's no longer. I mean, our nation is at the point we're not choosing between right and wrong. We're choosing between what is politically acceptable and what is not politically acceptable. And we're not willing to admit the people who've decided what is politically acceptable are a bunch of mindless liberals. They're mainly Democrats who are mindless liberals and liberal Republicans, and they've set the tone of what's right and wrong, and if you don't toe the line, you're the one that's a bigot. I'm not a bigot. I'm a Bible-believing person. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. The rest of this time, 23 minutes, I want it on the phone with you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Do you believe that transgender people in a bathroom, contrary to their biological person, is acceptable? Would you let your wife go into a bathroom where there was a transgender man in there? I mean, a transgender man, a man acting like he's a woman. Would you let your wife go in? Would you let your daughter go in? And the woman told me from Donald Trump's office, said, well, all you got to do is stand in the door and make sure there is no one in there, and then let your daughter go in. And I thought, why would we have to do that? Why would we allow such a situation as that? And I couldn't make her understand nothing I said, to be honest with you. But I was kind, and I want you to be kind and very gentle. And I gave you the number. I'm going to give it to you again right now. This is Donald Trump's campaign office in Manhattan, 1-646-736-1779. I wonder how many Christians out there have got the courage to stand. I wonder how many of you can talk big when nobody's listening and nobody's watching. But you can't talk big when it comes to the real ideas, the real truth. How many of you will go to Target's Monday or today or tomorrow, whenever? Go to Target's. I don't shop on Sunday. I don't want you to. But you could go there and tell the manager, I cannot shop here anymore because of the decision you've made. If several thousand people would go to stores all over America and real kindly tell the managers that, then they're going to tell their managers, and the managers are going to tell the managers. It's going to get all the way to the top. And if there's enough of us that stand up, I would say there'll be some results. The Facebook is loaded with it. I have been amazed. Already, American Family Association, Don Wyman, they've taken a stand. They've called for a boycott. I'm calling for a boycott. I'm telling you, friend, the issue is too important for us not to take a stand. All right, the phones. I'm waiting on your call. I want to hear from you. You're important, and I'm going to go to see about the internet. I don't find anybody. Maybe they're not coming through. I can't answer, but I want to hear from you. If you have a question, I will do my best to answer your question. I'll get my other phone back here. My other camera back here shortly, because this one is kind of inconvenient for me. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Hey, Pastor Chambers. This is Jessica.
Hey there.
Hey, I just wanted to say, with the Lord's help, I'll be fighting against this homosexual transgender bathroom.
Can you say that a little more clear? I'm not understanding.
Yes, I'm with the Lord's help. I'm going to be standing against this issue of transgender using the bathroom.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you for standing. This is Jessica, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I got you. I caught your voice. Thank you, Jessica. I have been proud of you. I've been noticing on Facebook you really take a stand, and you are quick to share my things, and it's heartbreaking, Jessica. I really thought that maybe Donald Trump was gonna really make a good president, but because now he feels like he's got it locked up, and I think he does. He's willing to say things that he didn't say earlier, and it's blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's really disappointing what he's using, isn't it?
It is disappointing, and I'm embarrassed.
Yep.
May I say to everybody, forgive me? And maybe I can come back and say, no, I'm going to vote for him because he made it right. Because he could make it right, and maybe he will. Now, I read a little bit where they're trying to walk it back, but they're not trying to walk it back right. They're trying to walk it back and just make it sound better. And I'm saying, I don't want no cheap walk it back. I want a plain I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to encourage everybody to be reading in Acts 4, where all the apostles, they learned to speak with boldness since they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And I read that this week. The Lord led me there to read that. And then this happened with about the bathroom situation. So all of us are going to need to stand together and speak with boldness.
If we could get everybody that listens to this program, everybody listen to either on radio or by internet to listen to this program, to take a stand, I'm telling you, we would have an effect.
Yes, sir.
No question about it. Thank you, Jessica. Keep standing. And I love reading Acts chapter 4. Those disciples were beaten. I mean, they were beaten, and yet they met together, and they didn't be ugly. They didn't say mean things about their enemies. They just were bold enough to pray and to say, we will stand, and it will not back us down. And we need Americans that will not back down.
Amen.
God bless you. Give us a call now. I want to hear from you. I would love everybody out there to be a part and to get involved. How many of you will get involved? All you got to do is call and say, I'll be involved. I'll be involved. I'll be involved. I'd love to hear from as many of you as is possible that you will be involved. That would be wonderful to me. Grab a phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Good afternoon, Pastor Chambers.
Good afternoon, my friend.
This is Terry Christopher from New York, and I'm not ashamed to say my name in speaking forth on an issue of this importance to our society. Brother, there are currently 324,000 people who have signed the boycott.
How many now?
344,000
have signed the petition to boycott Targets.
Yes, 344.
Well, you see, I haven't put my name down because I was committed before I even saw it, and had already gone to Targets and took my gift cards back, and said, I want my money, and they gave it to me, which I didn't expect they would. So everybody out there, there may be several $100,000 worth of gift cards out there. If everybody would go and ask to have those gift cards returned, that would be wonderful. 2 and 3, okay. That would be wonderful, so I hope they'll do that.
Yes. Now, what I don't think Target understands is that it's not only individuals that are signing this, but their families.
Families. So 344 individuals, and some of them are families. That's probably a million people.
I'd say many of them are families.
Okay, that's wonderful. Let's pray that we'll have at least 10 or 20 or 30 million that will take a stand and boycott. And I mean, literally, if 10,000 of their customers quit going, they will back up or go out of business, and it'll be up to them.
Right. Now, I agree. Go into the store and speak to the manager. Tell them your reasons. Call the Target 800 number. Tell them the reason.
And it would be wonderful if everybody would go to the managers and tell them. Thank you, sir. I got to go to another line. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. I was so thankful to hear you say what you said this morning about Trump, because we have, my husband, I listen to you all the time, and we was kind of hurt because you were for him.
Well, I understand. Go ahead.
I will be 83 years old tomorrow. I have been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire of God since I was 15. I still believe in living holy. And we've watched all the debates, and there's just been a lot of things he has said that God revealed to us that he's not really... I get what he's saying he is.
Well, you know, I'm afraid of that now, but I didn't think that earlier. And I love the fact of building a fence between you and Mexico. I love the fact of sending every illegal immigrant home and let them come back legally if they want to come back. I am for stopping all of these trade these trade things that are taking jobs away from Americans. I'm just tired of all that stuff. I'm tired of all of the immigrants from Syria and all be brought in here. And he's been wonderful on those issues. Even better than Cruz.
But will he do it? Because some of the people on Fox News have said, they've said differently too, that he won't do what he said. We heard, I don't remember, I was thinking it was Newt Gingrich, but I won't say for sure.
Newt Gingrich had been pretty strong for him. But he has been concerned, and I think we all are. But let's pray, and thank you for calling. And we don't know what's going to happen in the next weeks. Let's pray that we'll get a hold of God.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
How many times have you heard Donald Trump say, God bless you, or God bless America?
Not one, as far as I know.
Another thing, he said the same thing that you said about targets. He said, anybody can use my bathrooms in the Trump Tower anytime they want to.
I know he said that, and that's why I've been telling people who are trying to say he's walking it back, he ain't walked nothing back.
No, he's
got a lot of walking back to do.
He just wants to be the president, so he can do what he wants to do.
I thank you for calling, dear lady. I love you.
God bless you.
You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Do you know the number for Target's?
No, I do not have a number for Targets. That would be good for somebody to get, but I don't have that. I just went to their store on my own and went in and found the manager myself yesterday. I did it immediately, the very second day after I learned all of it, because I'm sick of this mess. I know Jesus is coming and we're leaving, but I'm not going to be sitting on my dust doing nothing when he comes.
Maybe you can get somebody to look on the internet and get the number for it.
If anybody has the number, call it in, okay? Thank you, my dear friend. God bless your heart.
Man's talking about.
Thank you, my friend.
How can I get my name on the petition that man was talking about?
I'm not hearing that now.
I said, how can I get my name on the petition that man was
talking about? On the Facebook is all I know. I saw it on Facebook, and if you don't have a Facebook, find one of your friends and get them to sign you up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Hey, my friend, we are making progress today, and I'm excited. Now, I want to hear from you. See if we have a new video. All right. Now, I'm amazed today. My internet friends are not emailing me. And you know what I got? I got a lot of wimps out there. You precious, and I love you, but you're kind of wimpy. And you're just afraid somebody is going to get your name, and somebody's going to know that you're standing. Well, I want you to get past all of that. And if you think I'm just using that to be mean, I'm not. I'm trying to challenge you. I'm trying to get your attention, I guess I would say. And I want you to stand up and count. Be counted. I want you to get involved. Now, I want you to call Donald Trump's campaign office. I want us to turn that man around and get him saved. That's what I've been praying, for God to save him. I really did. And Ted Cruz, whether he'll ever renounce his daddy's teaching and preaching. I mean, his daddy's preaching that stuff, and it is insane stuff. I've heard it myself. I'm not talking about it. And then to know that he went to Rick Joyner's Morning Star right down here in Charlotte, him and Glenn Beck, and together they were on that. Glenn Beck calls him I forgot what he called him, but it was, I said, my gracious, the man is using cultic language to describe a future president. Come on, I can't vote for that. So I'm in a real vice. No way I could vote for Ted until I find out a whole lot more than I found out. And I don't like his language. I don't like his attitude. I see an arrogance in him that scares my socks off. I see the same thing I've seen with charismatics for about 30 years. A lot of mouth, a lot of religion, but they don't live it. And they don't walk the walk. And I saw that from way back. Robinson up here in Virginia Beach, and that great TV movement that he started. Once he got that thing up to worth $1 billion, he sold it. Do you remember that? How many of you remember that? He raised $1 billion to build that thing and to make it giant, and then he sold it. Did he give the money to the church? Well, there was never a word said about it if he did. No, he didn't give it to the church. You can depend on that. Now, see, when you've got all of that stuff, and the charismatic world has been full of that. Look at Benny Hinn. Look at Rick Joyner. Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland. Look at Clef O'Dolla. Look at all of these. I mean, living in million-dollar mansions and with airplanes and Rolls Royce. Come on. That's not the gospel. The gospel is the gospel. And if a man is sold out to Jesus, he don't want to live like a king on other people's money that he begs out of them. I'm here to tell you, hey, forgive me. No, don't forgive me. Listen to me. And let's stand together. All right, the lines are open. Want to hear from you. You are welcome. We would answer your questions. We'll do our best to say whatever we can to help you understand. I'm trying to see if there's anything here. No, I thought sure there would be all kinds of questions today. I was amazed at just thinking of all the questions I was going to get from people, and I didn't get them. And I'm wondering, what in the world? Where are you? Where are you? It looks like you would want to be in the middle of that. It looks like you would want to be right in a part of that. I do not understand. You know, it's issues that are in, they're overwhelming. They really are. Well, I'm coming to things here that may be in my junk mail. I'm trying to find them in case there's something I have missed. I don't want anybody to miss being here. If I can help you, call us quickly. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391. That's toll free. And the main number here at the office, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. You are very, very important. Call us quickly. We want to hear from you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, there was somebody there a while ago. I guess they are not there. Call us if we can help you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe.
Yes.
God bless you and your ministry, and you're all right in everything you're doing. God bless your heart, and you could tell them they don't have to go to Target to DJs and lesbians to get their rods and reel, but they may as well go fishing on Sunday morning as to go to church carrying a Bible.
Well, I'm not sure how you said that. I guess you said it right. I do not believe in shopping on Sunday. I don't believe in fishing on Sunday either. I believe it's the Lord's Day, and you keep it holy. Thank you, my dear friend.
God bless you, Brother Joe. Mama used to cook dinner on Saturday and cover it till Sunday.
Well, you know, many people used to do that. And that's not a bad idea, I'm going to be honest with you. Thank you, friend. You are wonderful. You know, this business of the Lord's kingdom and the Lord's church, and this business of morality and right and wrong, where in the world did we forget right and wrong is still right and wrong? And you know, we live in a day when the culture says, no, nothing's wrong. Everything is, relative. That's the word, relative. I remember when the word relative was so big, I had no idea it would get to the point it has got. But it's there. But right is still, right is still right, and wrong is still wrong. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to stand for right, and I'm going to preach it, and I'm going to teach it, and I'm going to declare it, and I'm going to help you understand it to the best of my ability, because I care about right, and I care about wrong, and I care about you, and I care about your future, and I care about the future of your children. Hey, we're having Academy Sunday tomorrow. Academy Sunday, right? You see the sanctuary behind me. We have Academy Sunday tomorrow. Our school families, we're inviting all of them. They all may not come, but hopefully a good number of them. The children will sing. I'll preach the word. That's at 10:50, 10 till 11. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. Need a church that's on fire. And if you go to one of these churches that I read, and I can't read them again, if you want a list of churches that are LGBT fellowship churches, LGBT, that's lesbians, I'm not sure what all those letters stand for, but I know it means the sodomites and the sodomy crowd. Friend, the whole idea of transgender, listen to me, no way that God made you what you are not. God made you according to your biological body. Anybody that says otherwise has been lied to by demons or by friends. I read one big article this week where their groups now are telling children who are 4 and 5 years of age, you need to look at all the possibilities and decide whether you are a girl or whether you are a boy. I'm here to tell you, you can't decide whether you are a girl or a boy. God's already decided that for you. And if you try to go against it, you'll only destroy yourself. That's all I can say. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Samuels, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I believe in divine healing, believe God can heal, does heal. But there seems to be a difference in opinion. When you ask God for a healing, do you ask him over and over until you healed, or do you ask him one time, believe it, and claim it, and that's it?
Well, the Bible said if we ask and keep on asking, if we knock and keep on knocking. You know, that word asketh, E-T-H, ask, E-T-H, A-S-K-E-T-H, means to ask and keep on asking. Read the story of the unjust widow, and she would not let the judge rest until he gave her what she was asking. And the Bible says, shall not the Lord avenge his elect that cry unto him day and night? So cry to the Lord day and night, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. You know, it's a joy to pray. And to just keep crying out to God day and night, however long you have a need, you feel free to ask him. Hey, it's been a joy coming to you today. I've done my best to do all I can do for you to say the truth, to tell it to you kindly. I think you can understand that. You on the air. Wait a minute here. Let me see if I can get that. You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. Well, I lost them. I'm sorry. Give us a call back. Let me see what's going on here. Sometimes I lose people. Sometimes this telephone don't work as simple as it ought to, but we're here to give you our best. Now listen, be in the house of God tomorrow. If you need a copy of this list, I hope you'll call. Let us get your name and address. We'll mail it to you. We'll send you the article. We'd love to send you the article on today on transgender and demon possession. I also have an article on Rick Joyner that we'll send you to understand him, because he is one of those dominionists that you need to really learn about. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I was just wondering about speaking in tongues.
Well, you know, you asking me a question that I would need 30 minutes to answer. I am a Pentecostal, and I believe in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's 9 of them. Speaking in tongues is one of the gifts. I believe that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the baptism. And, you know, it's a marvelous part of a spirit-filled Christian's life. When you pray in tongues, you actually bypass the devil's territory, and he can't even intercept what you're saying.
I think that is wonderful.
And it is wonderful.
I was wondering, the people that do speak in tongues, do they understand what they are saying to?
Only if God gives them a translation. I've had him to give me interpretations many times. He can, he does. He doesn't have to. When you're praying in the Spirit or singing in the Spirit, you don't need to understand. Just let it be God talking through you to heaven. Thank you, dear lady, and God bless you. You know, it is wonderful to me to be an old-fashioned Pentecostal. I am one of those old-fashioned Pentecostals, and I love living for Christ. Now, this has been a good program. It's been controversial, I understand. Again, let me give you the number of Donald Trump's campaign office, 1-646-736-1779. 1-776-1779. He needs to hear from everybody in North Carolina of how disgusted we are that he would stand against the bill that our General Assembly passed and our governor signed that freed us here in Charlotte. See, if it hadn't been for that dumb bunch of people in Charlotte, I'm telling you, our mayor and our city council, they are the ones who started this mess, and that's overwhelming to me. It really is. Now, God bless you. It's been a joy to minister to you. It really has. I love you. I love you with all my heart. I got to go. Don't miss next week.
Given a drink of water when I thought I would die, delivered from my the danger of a dark lion's den. Give a new life in exchange for my sin. Set free, forgiven, I've been born again. My brother, I have been rescued. Set free, forgiven, I've been born again. I have been rescued.